It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday the 18th of March, the 77th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and on this day in South Africa, in 1992, white South Africans overwhelmingly voted in favor of ending apartheid. You know, that dreadful system of institutional racial segregation and discrimination they had there. The country's first multiracial elections under a universal franchise were held 3 years later in 1994. And you know who was elected president now, don't you? Madiba, as he was affectionately known, Nelson Mandela. Interestingly enough, the referendum which ended apartheid took place on the birthday of Frederick Willem de Klerk, the last head of state under apartheid. Although still something of a controversial man, de Klerk supported the transformation of South Africa into a non-racial democracy and entered negotiations that resulted in all citizens having equal voting and other rights. The two men, Nelson Mandela and Frederick Willem de Klerk, shared the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993 for, and I quote the Nobel Foundation, their work for the peaceful termination of the apartheid regime and for laying the foundations for a new democratic South Africa. Today is also Queen Latifah's birthday, that gifted American woman, a good feminist, a good actress, a rapper, but a rapper who can sing, really sing. Maybe most rappers can sing, I wouldn't really know, not being an expert on the subject, but Queen Latifah has a beautiful singing voice, and I like her rap songs too, surprisingly. She's got a really smooth jazz contralto, and you're going to hear a divine example of that lush voice in a few minutes. So don't touch that dial.
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
My name is Utu Suleiman, calling from Kumasi, Ghana. I love listening to RFI.
Hello, RFI. My name is Adama Seka of the Gambia. I love RFI very much. I used to listen to RFI every morning and every evening. Your programs are wonderful and thank you very much, RFI. Bravo.
Hello, I am Sule Baku Galadima of Sananda, Cameroon. I love listening to RFI Live AM. Wow.
Bill Hunt was right. You just never know what you'll hear on the Sound Kitchen, including your voices. Loyal Sound Kitchen listeners, get into the mix. Add your voice to the Sound Kitchen weekly recipes. All you have to do is call our recorder, give your name, where you live, and leave a short message for us. Call plus 331-8422-9600. That's plus 331-8422-9600. Get your pencils out. I'll give the number again at the end of the show.
I'm Alain Bleu. Bonjour from Paris.
Be sure you check out the RFI English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages for some great photos of Holly from Murshidabad, India. Both Kanchan K.R. Chatterjee, the president of the RFI Natune Radio Listeners Club, and Shivindu Paul, the president of the RFI Mitali Listeners Club, shared their holiday with us. Looks like fun was had by all. There was a nice letter in the Sound Kitchen mailbag from Wari Blip Porbene, who founded the Radio Zeter Club in 1987 while he was a student in Nigeria. Wari lives in Barcelona, Spain now, but borders mean nothing to Wari and his club. Wari wrote about his love for international radio and the importance it plays in connecting people in distant places. As he put it, "I plan to fan the flame of friendship to the ends of the earth. I want to reach the hearts and homes of people that I may never meet in person, but can meet by virtue of this energy communicated by transmission." Isn't that great? I think I'm going to fan the flames of friendship myself, at least with this week's winners. Are you ready? Because it's time for the quiz. On the 14th of January, I asked you a question about the 2017 Golden Globes Awards for Film, which had just taken place in Los Angeles. A French actress won the award for Best Actress in a Drama. The film she starred in won the Best Foreign Film Prize. You were to send me the name of the actress and the name of the film. The answer is Isabelle Huppert. The name of the film is Elle. The winners are Mrs. Shahanaz Begum from Bogra, Bangladesh, who texted her answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Stay tuned. I'll give the Sound Kitchen mobile phone number out in just a minute so you can text your answer in too. From Attleboro, Massachusetts in the U.S., my favorite non-grouch, the Sun King, Jean Forget. Stay warm, Jean. There's RFI Listeners Club member Ralph Urbanchik from Eisleben, Germany, on the winner's list this week. And from Muzaffargarh, Pakistan, Mubashir Hussein Asher, who's the president of the RFI Listeners Club in that fair city. Last but not least, another RFI Listeners Club, Rajesh Chandwani from Haryana, India. Congratulations, winners. This week's quiz is about European politics, Great Britain's in particular. You all know about Brexit, the referendum vote which allows Britain to leave the European Union. This week, one of the countries in the political union which makes up Great Britain decided to ask to hold a referendum on independence for the country. The second referendum on the question, in fact, but this time spurred on by concerns about Brexit. My question to you is, which country in Great Britain will ask for a referendum on independence, and what is the name of that country's first minister? Which country in Great Britain will ask for a referendum to become an independent country, to no longer be a part of Great Britain, and what is the name of that country's first minister? You have until the 17th of April to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on April 22nd to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
That's right. That Sound Kitchen mobile phone sits on my desk and is way too quiet. Make some texting noise, listeners. It's music to my ears. The number again is plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Don't forget to call the RFI English recorder and leave a message for us all. Here we go. Yet another phone number, plus 331 84 1-800-522-9600. Maybe I should sing it. That way you'd remember it. But that would also be a little painful. Plus 331-8422-9600. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. As promised at the top of the show, I'll play you out with some lovely music making by Queen Latifah. It's her birthday today. This is one of my all-time favorite jazz tunes. It's supposed to be an incredibly hard piece to play and to sing, and Queen Latifah does it wonders. The tune is called Lush Life. The composer is Billy Strayhorn. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces, distant K traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. Thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. I was wrong. Lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a truffle of hearts could only be. With the rest.